South Korea's anti-corruption agency says authorities arrested the country's impeached president, Yoon Suk-yeol. The arrest wraps up a weeks-long showdown that saw the president hold up in his secured residence. The episode also follows a period of instability since Yoon briefly declared martial law in South Korea last month, prompting the country's parliament to impeach him. It is the first time authorities in South Korea have arrested a sitting president. Yoon faces questioning as investigators explore whether he led an insurrection, a crime punishable by life in prison or death. The news led to an outcry from supporters outside Yoon's house and celebrations from anti-Yoon demonstrators. They chanted, "Your time is up," and "Resign." Yoon sparked national protests after declaring martial law in the middle of a budget showdown and a probe into whether he leveraged his influence to help a business associate. At the time, Yoon claimed his martial law decree was based on alleged election hacking and anti-state North Korean sympathizers. He reversed the decision after the protests. All the while, members of the legislature got around a military blockade to meet in their chamber and vote to override the martial law declaration. Yoon's presidential powers were suspended after the country's parliament, including a dozen party members, voted to impeach him. After his arrest, Yoon released a recorded video calling all the investigations illegal. Anti-corruption authorities can legally hold Yoon for up to 48 hours, but would need an arrest warrant to hold him for longer. An impeachment trial started on Tuesday, January 14th. However, it was quickly adjourned after Yoon failed to attend. South Korea's Constitutional Court has up to 6 months to issue a ruling on the impeachment vote.